She's the talk of the town. You wanna be around to hear what Marge will say. What's going on in our hometown? What's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelette. She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelette.
And good Friday morning. Here we are, Friday, November the 9th, 2018. Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelette is live on the air. Marge, here we are for another Friday.
Yep, and we're alive.
We're alive. We made it through all the elections
right,
and everything that's going on. Now, we did just get a phone call, and we've got a big show coming up next hour. When we do the Exchange Club next hour, which we do every week, yourself, myself, Brandy Downs, and Charlie Evers will be here. But so will Mike Thomas. Now, Mike Thomas is a former city councilman, and the issue today is, if you've been listening to the news report, yesterday, Sue Schwamberger, who was the deputy director of the Marion County Board of Elections, and I say was because she was terminated yesterday. And most people know, I don't think it's unknown knowledge, that she's the mother of Jeff Ratliff, who ran for county prosecutor on the Democratic side and was defeated on Tuesday by the Republican Ray Grogan. So it'll be interesting to hear why that happened and all the things that went down during the election cycle. Mm-hmm. So Mike Thomas, I guess, will fill us in at 12:15.
And I just want to tell people that I never put the sign in the yard. I never got permission to anybody and whatever. And I came home, and I don't even know the gentleman at all. And there was a sign. And my neighbor came running over. You know you got a sign in your yard. No, I did not know, because I've never met him. So I'm going to get the pleasure of meeting him. But she about had one big cow. But, you know, I don't live at home 24 hours a day, and you don't either.
No.
I mean, I go in and out. And I came home, and I didn't even know where it came from. So I don't know. It's amazing.
To my knowledge, nobody stuck any signs in my yard, there were signs in my neighborhood, though. I'll say that. There were a lot of signs.
Well, Mr. Russell was a neighbor kid when I lived on Brook Park Road. So I've known him and the family for years, because we were neighbors. He lived in back of us. And they asked me if they could put a sign in my yard. But they didn't put it in my yard. They put it in my empty lot next to me. So it wasn't really in the yard. And I was real pleased that they did that, because my husband never liked signs. And so I was pleased to see that sign where it is. And then I was pleased to see that someone has cleaned off the walls down as the entry into our road. And I'm real pleased that that we have that now, because that's Lakeview Boulevard, and it's looking like a boulevard now, and it's really attractive. So he's got that, and I think it's Mr. Morrill from over to Upper, I think. Now, I could be wrong on that, but I think that's who owns it. So, I don't know.
You know, we have a lot of nice areas in Marion.
Oh, we do.
And I wish we concentrated on that a little more.
Right, right.
And worrying about the bad and what is not right. good and what is not what we want it to be. I like the idea that we do have good areas in town.
I am too. And I didn't even know where I was buying. I bought the lot as an investment. Didn't buy it to ever move there. Never even thought about that. I just bought it because my dad was into investing. Always told me, you know, ground's going to be there forever. So put your money in the ground. So that's what I did. Never thinking I was ever going to move there because that wasn't what the plan was. The plan was to invest.
Real estate always seems to be a good investment.
Yes, it is. My dad was real savvy with it. My dad came from a very poor family. Lost the parents when they were kids, and their older sister dropped out of school to raise the children. And my father was very little when it happened. So he had a rough life. They were poorer than church mice, as he called it.
You know what I'm shocked about? We're 14 days away from Thanksgiving.
I know it.
14 days. Can you imagine?
I can't even believe it.
14 days, it will be pumpkin pie and turkey time and all that sort of thing.
And we're going out to my nieces who took over my position. But I can't do it anymore. I really can't. But anyway, we're going out there for Easter, Thanksgiving, and then we'll go out there for eventually Easter. So she has them all now.
Now, is there anything you like in particular for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I guess I like the turkey.
I like turkey too, but I find a lot of people don't like turkey.
Yeah,
but
most people don't, I guess.
See, I prefer it
I do
to
too.
Ham. I'd rather have the turkey.
I do too. I like the turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy, and mixed vegetables, I guess.
Yeah. It's amazing that the holidays are coming around so fast.
I know.
We just had Halloween, and now we had Election Day, and now here we are.
Coming up on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my. Yeah, 13 days. If today's the 9th and it's the 22nd.
I know.
13
Boy,
days.
Boy, I tell you. And then we have Christmas coming up. I'm not buying much this year for Christmas. I bought cute little things for the kids. What I found was these little boxes for $6.99 that has real cute things, maybe like a little thing that you could wear around your neck with your picture in for the kids. They like that kind of stuff.
Now, are you much of an early shopper?
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
see,
I'm pretty well done.
Well, I 2 years ago, or maybe 3 years ago, 2015, it would have been 3 years ago, I don't remember what was going on. But I didn't buy anything until Christmas Eve. And that was awful.
Mm-hmm.
It was a muggy Christmas Eve. I remember that. It was kind of muggy and hot. And I went all over looking for these things. And then I had to get home and wrap them real quick. And that was not a pleasant year. Let me say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've pretty much been to the store. And what happened to me, and I don't want to mention the place on the radio, but I went in and they didn't have their stuff out. Because it's a big store. And they had it sitting everywhere. You had to be careful you didn't fall into it. And I got a phone call from them because they found something that I was looking for. And they asked me to give them my phone number. And I did, and they called me and said, come on down. I got to put back for you.
Oh, good.
Now, that is really, and they don't have time for that at all. They're a busy store.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very kind of them.
You know, there was a thrift store years ago. Do you remember the television series Alf?
Yes.
Yeah. And Alf was an alien.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of dolls made of this Alf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Burger King had some hand puppets, but they made the big Alf dolls.
Right.
Well, they started replaying Alf on one of the local channels, and a younger person I knew fell in love with Alf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, they were not selling Alf mm-hmm. anymore because he'd
right.
been off the air for 20 years. And I told this to a lady who was running the thrift store, and I said, you know, do you have any of these Alf dolls? And she said, well, I'll keep an eye out. And I'll tell you, it took a long time, 4 or 5 months, but she did find one, and the minute she did, she called and sold it and to me, and I was able to give that to the child.
Uh-huh. And you know, that's a wonderful thing that a person takes the time. She said, I'm on my lunch. I'm calling to tell you I have the thing you're looking for. So come in. So I'll go in there today. But, you know, those are the kind of things that we did in our store. We would take their name and address down, the phone number. and how to do that all the time. So, I mean, we were tutoring in there. We were doing a little bit of everything, helping people.
Well, people are busy, and I think that shop owners have to understand that. And it is a lot of rigmarole if you're in the shop because you're trying to keep the shop up as well. And it's hard to remember everything that's going on.
Right.
But if you can, it's very well appreciated by people.
Right. And I appreciate people that are really very helpful to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Thanksgiving this year, I'm going to cook the turkey. Some talk of deep frying the turkey, but I don't know if I like that.
I don't know if I do or not. I've never had a deep fried turkey.
Well, I don't know. See, I'm waiting to see. I don't know. I won't be deep frying the turkey. Let's put it this way. I've cooked the turkey, I believe, the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do that. But if somebody wants to deep fry the turkey, they are more than welcome to deep fry it. But I just don't have the... I don't want to deep fry it.
I don't know anything about how to do it.
If they want to deep fry the turkey, then I'll cook something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a...
Now, do you have a big family come over?
Fairly. You know, it's kind of become an interesting thing because my family comes over, as they always have. Mm-hmm. But now, people who have been come over as well.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of mine will stop by. Cousins mm-hmm. who have their own Thanksgivings will stop by.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grown mm-hmm. in that way, and that's kind of fun, interesting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's become a bigger group, which is nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving is fun, and mm-hmm. Once I get them all out of there, we always eat late. I think that's one of the keys, too, because most everybody eats early.
Right.
Well, I don't hold it until 4 or 5 o'clock, usually. Mm-hmm. So people come in, and they've already been to their other place. So they have time now to stop by and come to the thing that I'm doing.
Great.
So it's fun.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I enjoy that.
That's great. Well, I did that up until 2 years ago. My niece said, you know, you've done it for a long time. I'll do it. So she's taken it over. And she's a good cook.
But it's one of the most exhausting days
of the year.
Because you start early cooking because it's going to be in your house. You're trying to cook. You're trying to clean. Then everybody comes at 5 and you have the big to-do. Then it's over and you're putting the dishes in the dishwasher.
And as my friend used to say, there's nothing more over than Christmas.
Well, that's... But at Thanksgiving, when I'm putting all the things away and the leftovers mm-hmm. and so on and so forth... I always want to get the Christmas decorations up that
right.
night. Well, usually the people aren't out of my house till 8, 9, sometimes 10 o'clock, and Christmas decorations are a big production.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what happened last year. I don't know if I've told this story on the air, but boy, this about put me insane. We had the thing at my house, and we got done probably around a little earlier last year for some reason. It was probably around 7 o'clock, and somebody at my Thanksgiving party wanted to go to Walmart for one of those sales that started at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we would go to Upper Sandusky because it was a smaller Walmart.
They got a nice Walmart.
Yeah, and they have a nice Walmart to go to this sale. So we did that, and we bought some things. So we get out of there maybe 9, 10 o'clock. Okay. So I finally get back to Marion into my house mm-hmm. at 10 o'clock. And, of course, I left almost all the garbage out. So now I'm throwing that all in a trash can. I say, okay, well, now I've got to get the tree up. I put the tree up, and I go to turn the lights on, and the lights don't work.
Oh.
Oh, and I thought. So I'm one of those crazy people, and I live close to Meijer. So I thought, well, I know Meijer's open. I'll duck in there. I'll get some Christmas lights, and I'll get the tree lit up. So I drive over there, walk in by the Christmas lights, and of course it's busy because their sales are going on. I go in, I get the lights, I come home, and I put those on the tree, and those don't work. And I thought, I'm cursed. So now I had to go back to Meijer, stand in the courtesy line to get the refund, and finally the third strand worked. But I'll tell you, I was exhausted. It had to be after midnight, 1 o'clock when I got to bed. Mm-hmm. And then I had to be back here that Friday morning at 10 o'clock.
You're like me. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Never fails. And Christmas lights don't like me.
Well, I think I have a pre-programmed get-up time now.
Uh-huh.
I always set the alarm before I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But like the other night when we did election coverage, We did it. We didn't get out of here till after 11:30. So I didn't go to bed till after 1 that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'll sleep in till at least 9 o'clock tomorrow because mm-hmm. I don't have to be at the station till 10. 7:30, there I was, awake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I do that too.
You think I would have been tired?
Well, just like today. I mean, I wasn't tired. And I thought, why can't I just have a day off and not be thinking about getting up, worrying about getting up? You know, I worry about time.
Well, I wonder if that has something to do about it. I wonder if my mind wanders when I'm asleep.
I wonder if mine does too.
Well, to think of things that I have to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to be sure I'm on time. I hate it when people are late and then they don't show up. They don't call, and that aggravates me to no end because I plan my life, and I plan it accordingly to what I've told people I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I don't like it when people do that to me.
You know, last Saturday, I went to this dinner with the presidents. That was a fun event.
President?
The Historical Society put on an event. It was called Dinner with the Presidents out at Day Spring Church. And Fred Malone very nicely got me a ticket. And they had a big crowd. I think 250, 270 people sold out. And I sat at a table with Warren G. Harding and Florence Harding.
Okay.
Now, I don't know the man who was portraying Warren Harding, but he was good. He looked like him, talked like him, sharp guy. And Jan Augenstein did Florence Harding.
Mm-hmm.
And she has that down very well. Oh, yeah. And her husband sat at the table with us, Jan's husband.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
So Jan Augenstein does a tremendous Florence Harding. If you want Florence Harding to come to your event, that's who you want to talk to, Jan Augenstein.
Okay.
And this guy who did Warren, I'm sure the Historical Society could put you in touch with him, but he was very interesting.
Was very good.
You know, the only thing about it is, it was kind of fun, too, because the foods were old foods.
Yes.
Like Lyndon Johnson's chicken and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun, too. You know, you got, I like tasting other food from other times.
Mm-hmm. And didn't you enjoy having, I can't even think of his name now, the man from the museum?
Oh, Fred Malone?
No. The one that came out here with
the mausoleum?
Mausoleum.
Yeah. Yeah, Beckel.
Beckham.
Yeah.
That he was very interesting.
Interesting to learn about the mausoleum's history and how it will stay in business.
Mm-hmm.
That there's an endowment fund. Apparently, a family left them a big endowment.
Yes, apparently they did. Because the rumor was going around that they were tearing it down. I said, I know better than that. Because I said, I know because I have a place there. So I know I'm going there.
You know what's shocking to me, though, about that whole thing is that, I mean, we run an obituary report every day. In Marion, I'd say on average 10 people die per week.
Mm-hmm.
And the mausoleum does not have a whole lot of room, but they've been there all these years and they're still not full.
I know. I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. Not a lot of people must go there.
No, not the people today. And when I was a child, as I've told you in the past, I wanted to go to the mausoleum. I ran to the mausoleum the minute I got to the cemetery at Greenlawn Cemetery in Tiffin. I was sure I was going there. And my dad would say, Margaret, it's all right to run over there, but you have to be very reverent when you go there. And remember, we are not wealthy people. Daddy is not a wealthy person. He was a very poor young man. But I made it big because I worked hard. And you'll make it big because you work hard. But he said, you're never going to go there, Margaret, because it's too expensive. And see, I have a feeling Greenlawn Cemetery was probably really expensive because they had nothing but the wealthy people. Where this one out here had wealthy people too, but I don't think they had the kind of people they had at Greenlawn Cemetery. And that's why my dad said, don't get yourself with your heart set on going to the Greenlawn Cemetery mausoleum. So I'm going to go to the Marion, Ohio one.
But, well, and it's a busy road.
And I got a nice window.
You got a nice window.
And I love the big carpet in there, the red carpet with the big pink flowers in them.
Well, you know, that's nice that when you're comfortable with your final resting plans, that's always a good thing.
Right. I think so. And I can't wait. I mean, really, I'm anxious to go there. I would go there and just sit and read.
Yeah.
You know, because you can go in when you have a key of your own, and it's quiet in there. They're not going to talk to me and get up and jump down there and entertain me. I can entertain myself whichever way I want.
You notice I...
Are you interested in going over there and seeing it? And I thought maybe you had an interest in...
Oh, I was in there once.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah. I've been in there. Okay, so I used to work when I was in college. I worked at the shoe store, Payless, across the way. And I always wondered what that building was over there. It said mausoleum, and I kind of got the idea of what it was. So one day on my lunch break, I just walked over, and it was open, and I went in and looked around. It's you know, it's just a...
It's a very welcoming place.
I mean, it's just a building with a lot of plaques on the walls where people are. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of... And I remember ledges where people could sit there, stuff that they wanted. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just a nice place, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't... It'd be interesting to go there. I always said, I don't understand. My family has pretty much all lived in Marion. My parents, my brother, my grandparents, but nobody's buried in Marion. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that is. Mm-hmm. Nobody has ever, from my family, been buried in Marion. Mm-hmm. They're all in other, kind of from their hometowns, I guess, is the idea.
Well, I was shocked that I had got in there with such ease. You know, it was so nice. And you can sit in there and read. Even, you know, before you die, you can, and it's warm in there, like you said, and I'm really happy. And I'm sorry that I'm not going to be with my husband, but he'll understand because he knew I wanted to be in a mausoleum. So he'll understand why I'm there.
Now, he's over in the Marion Cemetery.
He can be underground if he wants to be. I don't want to be, and I never wanted to be. And I was so happy the day I was able to pay for it, and you got it. It's not expensive.
No, it didn't sound expensive.
It isn't.
$1,200 was what I heard. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Nope. I paid it off in a year. I just went ahead and paid it by the month, and that year went by real quick.
So now, I'm real happy. From my understanding, you still have to pay the funeral home, though.
I think so.
To take you over there and do all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I you know, I don't know what a cemetery plot costs.
I don't know now, because we've had my dad bought the lots when we were, like I said, children, because he wanted to know where he was going, so.
Yeah, well, I don't think cemetery plots are that expensive, though, anymore.
I don't think they are.
Maybe $200, $300, $400, $500, something like that.
I don't know.
I've never bought one.
We did, but I don't. You know.
It's certainly not what you think it would be.
No. But I think as time goes on, they'll be very expensive.
Now, do you think at Christmas time, do you like to get candy and do all the Christmas baking?
Oh, I used to. I don't do it now, but I did. We did it if my fourth grade kids, as I told you, didn't have a lot. And my mother would always send money over. And Mr. Isley got to know my mother through the kids. And she'd come over and have ice cream with them over on Center Street. And the kids loved it.
You know, it was one of the things we were talking about on the 12 o'clock show last week was this idea that people have a God gene. The scientists have found a gene that they feel that if you're born with this gene, you're more thought of to believe in a hereafter. If you have, it's called a God gene. I think that's interesting.
I do too.
What does anybody have any questions about anything we're talking about today? Just feel free to come in on the conversation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. I think that's an interesting idea, a God gene. Could be.
Yes.
I think most people I think it's probably still 85-90% still believe in the hereafter.
I think so.
I think it's good to believe in the hereafter.
Mm-hmm. I always was interested in graveyards. I don't know why. Maybe because my mother would take flowers out, then we had to go out and water them. And my mother had a Model T Ford, and we drove that out. And then, of course, when my dad tore it down for the goodwill of the war effort, we didn't have it anymore, so Mom never learned to drive the new car.
You know, it's interesting. When I think about wealthy people in cemeteries, I know there used to be something called perpetual care, mm-hmm. where if you had somebody buried in the cemetery, you could pay the funeral, you could pay the cemetery people to go out and keep the grave up, plant
flowers.
Yes,
I think they did, but we always took care of it ourselves.
Well, I don't even know if they do that anymore. But you
we used to pay a small amount of money to the cemetery. I still do that. I still send a check to the cemetery.
Well,
but they mow the yards. We don't mow the plots.
Right.
And we go out and take care of my uncles who have never married. So when I buy the flowers, and we buy artificial flowers now, but we used to take out real ones. But we take care of my aunt and uncles. Nobody else does, but we do. My family does. But I don't mind, you know. As long as I can afford to do it, I'll do it.
Well, I never really understood perpetual care, because does that mean you don't want to go out and visit the tombstone? I mean, if you're having the funeral home go out and do all the work, do you ever go out and visit the thing?
Well, I don't know. We did our own work. I mean, we didn't. We went out and now they mowed the lawn. We paid for the lawn to be mowed, but other than that, there wasn't anything else we had to do. Mm. And we took care of the ancestors way back. We always, I never knew them. Remember, they all died when we were young, so I didn't know them at all. I just saw a few pictures. They didn't have any money, so they couldn't have pictures and stuff like everybody else.
You know, it is interesting. A lot of people are having pictures put on tombstones. I think that's nice.
They had them back then, way back then. They were very prevalent, very prevalent. And the pictures were pretty good pictures.
I don't know if I'd want my picture on a tombstone.
I don't think we have any pictures on ours that I know of.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's nice that people do that. Because it is interesting to see the person. Mm-hmm. Because right. A lot of times you're walking through the cemetery and you don't know who that is.
See, the interesting thing of it is, my mother comes from a medical background. I mean, the people were medical people. So I always wanted to be, you know, place where they were. And I always was interested in medicine. I played doctor, I played nurse, and I played school. And I played more school than I did anything else. But my grandfather was a teacher. But I enjoyed learning. And my grandfather, I wish I'd had a recorder, and because he knew some of these older people that were in with the money people, so to speak. Because my grandfather was in with those kind of people, because he would have been on the Senate if he hadn't had a drunken brother. And that just sickens me. You won't find liquor in my home, because I'm very much against it. And I don't really care whether people like it or don't, because it just makes me sick that people drink, like we used to say, to oblivia.
No.
I just really hate that.
Well, that's what some people do, and I don't know. You know, when I was in college, I used to think, because there were a lot of parties that involved alcohol, and I always thought they do it to get a relief from all the stress of college. But to me, that seems like self-medicating. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't there another way you can unwind? I mean, I'm not saying that makes you an alcoholic.
No.
But I don't think it helps.
No. I don't know, because we never had it in the home, so I don't know too much about the alcohol bed. I just don't do it. Never did. Never was around people that did. Never dated a guy. If I found out he drank, I did it. I didn't want any part of it.
You know, it's interesting when you were talking about your husband being in the cemetery and you'll be in the mausoleum. I know a lot of people have that problem, that it's kind of a weird problem because somebody does go first,
mm-hmm.
and then the other person has to decide mm-hmm. where they're going to go. And I know a lot of times people get confused because they get remarried.
Yes.
And they don't know, do I go with the husband from the first marriage?
Wouldn't that be something to have to make that decision? I don't have that problem, but I don't know.
That's a big problem for people.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your husband dies on you, it's not like you divorced him.
No.
And then but it's not bad to get remarried, but who do you end up with? The first husband or the second husband? Or the third or the fourth with some people?
5 and 6 even. I don't know what she would do.
See, I don't know. And then kids can come into play too, because maybe one of the people you've had kids with and one of the people you did not have kids with. So the kids want mom and dad to be together, and I don't know.
Well, I have things written down, so, and I don't plan to get married at 84. That's not anything that I'm going to do. And I was too busy trying to keep my head above water, keep everything going, and fortunately I made it. And it was hard, but 4 jobs later, you know,
we're all here.
We're here.
We're here.
And I love it, and I don't make a big bunch of money here either. So people think I make money here. I don't. So we'll set that straight right now. But I don't know. You put your heart into whatever it is that you believe in.
Well, I think everybody needs a project.
I do. And this is a good project.
Yeah, and I think it's sad when people get older and they think, well, because I'm older, I should just stay home all day and watch television right. or something. I think it's nice to keep your foot in the door. Now, I don't think people need to work 40 hours a week.
No, I don't.
But
I
you
like
know,
it.
10, 12 hours a week, why not?
I love it. I love coming here. I can't wait till it rolls around.
Well, I heard somewhere that the number one cause of early premature death is boredom.
And that's what I heard, too.
Yeah, because people, they don't have a schedule anymore. They don't have any place they need to be anymore. They don't have any chores, and you know, people always have stuff to do. I mean, you always have to go to the grocery store, you always have to do the laundry, you always mm-hmm. have to do that stuff. But if you don't have to do it at a certain time, if you're not scheduled, if you're mm-hmm. not prompted, that inactivity can right. take years off your life.
Well, I enjoy running around like a chick with his head cut off, and I have a big calendar. And some days I have 4 or 5 things on it. Some days I don't have to go anywhere. And I cherish those days. And those are the time I play with my 2 beautiful cats. And they are gorgeous, gorgeous kitties. And they love to be held by mommy. They like to, the little girl likes to sit by my hip. And she'll gaze up at me like, I think I know you, but I'm not real sure. You know, so I don't know. I love her to death. And the boy cat, he's in love with Penny. I don't know what he's going to do now that she's not going to be there. He's going to be very upset. But he'll get more used to me.
So. Cats do tend to adapt.
Yeah.
And cats are a little easier to take care of than dogs.
Yes.
You have to let dogs out.
Yep. I'm glad I didn't go to the dog well, because I was thinking that way. But I made my way up with the kitties. Oh, they're pretty.
Well, and dogs chew things up.
Well, the tomcat eats everything up.
Oh,
he's got he. I went ahead and cut the tablecloth. All the stuff he chewed up on him, it was vinyl. Guess what? I turned it around, fixed it all up, got up the next morning. Tablecloth is chewed up again. He chews up everything in sight. I've never had a cat do that.
He likes the vinyl.
He likes something. He likes anything he can chew up.
You should leave a record out for him to chew on.
All right, so he chews on everything else. But they're nice. I really, truly love them. They're really, really cute kitties.
Well, we've heard these studies for years that people who have animals also live longer.
Oh, I'm sure. My family are not people who live long life. And I have 2 cats that I think will be around for a while.
Well, that's good.
Oh, they're pretty.
Now, how old did your mother live to be?
I believe she was in her late 80s. My dad died in his 70s. My mother died in her 80s.
So she had a good long life.
Yes. And Grandpa died fairly late in life. Grandma died at 80. I don't remember exactly what my grandfather, you know, how old he was, because he married a woman the second. She was a piece of art.
Now, is she gone now?
Oh, she's been gone. Ugh.
That bad?
Oh, you wouldn't know.
So you didn't call her grandma?
Are you kidding?
No, that she wasn't grandma material.
No. No.
Now, did she die before him?
No, he died before her.
Now, did he get buried with your grandmother or her?
No, my grandmother was a very, very beautiful person and would have never swore or never do anything to ever make anybody not like her. She was a beautiful, wonderful person. Hard worker. Ran the farm. Grandpa taught. Grandpa went to Columbus all the time to help out, being on different things with teachers and helping to get things organized. You know, this woman was something else. Went to church, came home, and swore like a sailor.
Now, is your grandfather buried next to her?
No. No, she's buried next to her husband, and my grandfather's with my grandmother.
So she had had a husband as well?
Yes. But they were crude.
So why do you think he got involved with her?
Through the church, would you believe?
Now, did he like her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he liked her.
Oh, your grandma, don't tell me she's my grandma, because she's not. Loretta was little, not real little, but she was, you know, younger than we. And I about died when she came on the scene because I did not like her.
So she was younger than you?
No, no.
No.
She was about a little bit younger than my grandfather. She was different.
She had a different... You know, I didn't have that with my grandparents. My grandparents never remarried or did any of that. But I have aunts that I could do without. Mm-hmm. But there are some I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's one I like, and she died, wouldn't you know it?
Yep, that's the way it is.
That's the way it goes.
My mother was just crushed. She was her only child. Was just crushed. And the family, oh my. She wasn't our caliber, I'll tell you that. Mm-mm.
You know, I still have a thing about this aunt and uncle.
Me too.
Because...
I can't remember to say it.
Well, but you know, it's interesting because if you... Aunt is a four-letter word. Now, if it was aunt, it'd be A-N-T.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people, you pronounce the U in uncle. If you didn't pronounce the U, it'd be knuckle.
Yeah. That's true.
So, why would you pronounce the U in uncle and not pronounce the U in aunt?
Oh.
Now, Charlie tries to put two U's in uncle. When I give that example of aunt and uncle to him, he says uncle, but we do pronounce the U in uncle.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't pronounce the U, it'd be knuckle.
That's true.
But apparently we don't pronounce the U in aunt, so it's aunt. Aunt is A-N-T.
I know.
So I don't understand that. We don't say that's my knuckle.
You know what? We have more fun with words and numbers and letters.
I mean, N-C-L-E is how uncle would be pronounced if you took the U out.
Yes.
N-C-L-E, knuckle.
Uh-huh.
We don't say knuckle.
Mm-mm.
We say uncle.
Right.
So it has to be aunt.
You know, it's real funny. When I was teaching phonics, you know, to the little kids, you know, they'd look at me like, what are we talking about? And I'd say, beats me.
Well, see, words are interesting.
Yes, they are.
But aunt, I would have to say, is the most mispronounced word in the English dictionary. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why we derivated away from aunt
I don't know either.
Into aunt. I don't get that.
I don't either.
And then people, some people say auntie. Auntie. My auntie. It's your auntie. Auntie.
I'm sure I murder the king's language.
Well, I think that must be a Eastern derivation of that word.
Right.
Has to be.
I don't know. It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, it is to sit around and think about that, because there has to be somewhere that word got twisted. Mm. We didn't twist uncle. We still use the you and uncle.
Right.
But we don't use the you and aunt. We call it aunt.
Mm.
Anybody got any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, this is one of these running things we have here, kind of like fruitcake.
Right.
You see? Me too. Fruitcake's a disaster.
Oh.
I wouldn't touch a fruitcake with a 10-foot pole.
Me either.
Oh, it's just...
Who was it that we bought a fruitcake for? Was it Charlie?
I think Charlie likes the fruitcake.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
And we have a listener out there, Sarah Bergdorf. Bergdorf. Gee whiz. Bergdorf's a store, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of Christmas. Sarah Burgraff likes these fruitcakes, and her and Charlie are in this fruitcake thing, but honest to goodness, we're going to be tossing fruitcakes coming up on December the 13th.
Tossing them.
And people have said, well, won't the fruitcake break? I said, well, I think I'm more worried about the floor breaking when that fruitcake hits it.
Better warn the renter, the man that is our landlord.
They're like a concrete block. We're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just want you and Marge to know how much I enjoy listening to you talk on Friday.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you for listening.
Well, you're welcome.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
They like hearing us talk, Marge.
Oh, really?
I appreciate that.
Well, I do, too. Thank you very much.
Well, this is just an odds and ends program, I think.
Right. I think it's fun to talk about things. You know what I miss? Remember the men that used to call in and talk about all kinds of stuff with us? They haven't called in for a couple months.
I think they're out there.
But I hope they get back in here because I miss them.
Well, yeah, we always like to hear from people out there. It's a fun show to sit around on Friday because, you know, we've had a week.
Mm-hmm.
We've done all the interviews. We've done all the programming. And then we get here to Friday and we just have a chance to sit and chat.
And just chat.
Yeah. No political...
Bring coffee or anything to chat over.
Remember years ago we had coffee and donuts?
Right.
Every Friday?
I even bought cups at one point.
Yeah, then they kicked out. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either.
You did buy cups.
I don't know where my cups got to.
I don't think I ever got one of those cups, Marge.
I don't know. I have to buy cups again. Maybe Santa Claus will hunt some up for us.
Oh, I think... I know what that... you bought cups for when you and Martha and Nan were doing a show.
Right.
I don't think I got one.
Oh.
I wasn't a part of that show.
Oh. We used to have fun on that show.
Yeah. That used to be on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
we had them on Monday, too, at one point.
We had it on Monday at one point, sure.
I think I've been on about every other day.
Well, that's good, though.
We've had fun, and I appreciate that woman calling in.
Yeah, well, so do I, and now we've settled in here on Friday, and it's good because after a long week,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of minutia to talk about.
Right, right.
I I'm into recipes right now, too, because if they're going to deep fry this turkey coming mm-hmm. up here on Thanksgiving, then I'm going to have to make something else. Now, I know how to do the baklava sundaes, but I've had a lot of resistance to the baklava sundae. A lot of people in my household, when I have made that for the holiday, do not like the baklava sundae. Now, I like it.
I don't know what it tastes like.
It kind of tastes like...
Well, look who's here.
Well, he's here. Charlie, how are you on this?
Not all there.
Not all there. here we are for another Friday.
Ah, yes. I got this kink in my...
Still kink in your back?
Yeah. And
you want me to kick you on the back?
It's miserable.
Oh, I know. Still,
you're going to have to go to the hospital, Charlie.
Too many trips to hospitals.
Well, I'm sure it's just something simple. They'll probably just give you a...
Just walk on your back.
It's a pinched nerve, I think.
Yeah, have somebody walk on your back.
Hospital will tell you what to do.
I'm sure, the price...
No.
Oh, probably $100,000 I get rid
no,
of this.
No, go to the urgent care. Go, just swing by that urgent care on the way home, and you'll be fixed up.
No, I have a regular doctor facility I go to.
Has anybody been to the new urgent care on Route 95?
No, but my neighbor said it's absolutely fantastic.
Now, it's like the hot, like if I get stomach flu, I go there, right?
You do?
No, I haven't been, but I don't have to drive to the hospital anymore. Is that the point?
I guess. I don't know.
I have no idea.
See, because I really never understood that.
Well, because what about the other urgent? Well, of course, Mock doesn't have urgent care now.
Well,
does he?
No, I think...
No, but I live...
That's where I always went.
Well, see, I live really close to the 95 one.
When?
I go down that one on that South Street down by Chipotle.
Well, see, but are they going to put me in a bed? Do they have... See, I don't know.
Depends on if you got any money.
Well, if you have money, they'll put you in a bed.
Money speaks.
If they don't.
Well, when I hurt my leg really bad, I went over there, and I tell you, they were wonderful. The poor woman was sick with a cold, and she says, I can't let you go. You're in too bad a shape. I said, I'll be in worse shape when I get your cold on top of this.
Huh. Well, I tell you, we're going to break and come back, and we're going to find out about this Board of Elections thing coming up at 12:15 because Mike Thomas is coming in.
Oh, really?
To solve the... We're going to find out.
What?
Stay tuned. 15 minutes.
From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.